Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Because you asked for it, Sean Mozell is back with us, the owner of the Wilmette Hypnosis Center, as well as the Stop Smoking Center and the Spinal Touch Clinic in Wilmette. Sean, good to see you again. I have to tell you, when we first started having you on the broadcast, people didn't know quite what to make of you. And now we get texts and emails all the time. When is Sean Mozell coming back? When is he coming back? So everybody is happy you're here today.
Good morning. Good morning, Chicago. That's a nice treat. That's nice to hear, Bob.
These days, and we like to have you in on Mondays because people need an extra lift Monday, but now especially with the news, the gun violence, wars, many people are really, really not just sad to hear these terrible stories, but they are affected. You're probably seeing patients who have to deal with, I don't know what you call it, just depression.
Yes, and it is horrific and challenging, but you've got to take care of your own current. And what they mean by that is you got to take care of how you feel, and it's your responsibility to dwell on thoughts that will make you feel better. And I know it's challenging, but you really do have to be an optimist.
You know, I keep your business card by my alarm clock, your card that says, "I am well. I am every day in every way getting a little bit better, better and better. I am well." And you say you should say that either out loud or to yourself every morning, right?
Correct. There's a part of the brain when we wake up, it's the new sixth sense that programs how you feel mentally and emotionally, but it's only programmed by the words you dwell on. And when you first wake up, you're in the deepest meditative state known to man. That means Jesus, Buddha, the Dalai Lama, they got nothing on us. But when you wake up, that's the part of the brain that is controlled by the thoughts you dwell on. So the words you use does affect 100% your mental, emotional being. You're not lying to yourself. All you're doing is you're changing your thoughts to rewire that brain, and it does affect our mental, emotional being instantly.
My daughter was having a bad day, and I said to her, smile, laugh, even if you fake it, you actually will feel better. True?
Because of the same process. The words you use and your smile produces serotonins. That's the Prozac of the brain. And a simple smile will actually produce those chemicals instantly. In fact, there was a UCLA study with a group of people who are highly depressed, and they made them stand in front of a mirror and smile for 20 minutes. And after a few days, 50% of them were much, much improved.
That's great. Yeah. So if somebody is late, stuck in traffic now, feeling miserable, you would recommend, if not a laugh, a fake smile.
Correct. A smile, a laugh works too, a smile. But think thoughts of what you're appreciative of. What are you appreciative? If you're in a car, you have a car. Be appreciative of that.
Yeah, and this business about how important that first second or two is when you first wake up in the morning. Also, right before you drift off to sleep at night, that's a big one too, isn't it?
Correct, because as you wake up or as you fall asleep, You're putting your beautiful subconscious in the forefront. That last few moments as you fall asleep, with or without your blessing, without you knowing it, what you're thinking, what you're feeling ruminates. It literally ferments, and that is what you're going to be experiencing. You tell me what you've been thinking or feeling as you've fallen asleep the last 21 days. I'll tell you what's going to happen today.
That's so interesting. Sean Mozell teaches stress reduction classes. He also helps people stop smoking and deals with pain management as well through hypnotism. I imagine at first you have to win your patients over, don't you? Are a lot of folks skeptical?
No, they come into my office to change their thinking. And this is proven science. This is not philosophy. This is physics. And what you think and what you dwell on is the new sixth sense. We have our five senses, our eyes, our nose, our mouth, our hearing, and touch. But the new sixth sense, this is the group of words you dwell on. And as you wake up and as you fall asleep, that 15 to 20 seconds is equivalent to a 60,000 thought current. Be a thought warrior. You have to be good feeling thoughts, because you are in charge of how you feel and the thoughts you dwell on. What's fear and worry and anxiety? That's your dwelling on what does not feel good. You have to be in charge of the thoughts you dwell on. And that's the key. But if you can do those mental relaxation techniques for even 3 to 5 minutes, once or twice or three times, even a 30-second mental relaxation, you get to lower the cortisol, because people who are stressed out cannot get in the moment. They're in the past where they're a little bit saddened, or they're in the future and they're anxious. Take the time out. Take time out for yourself. Close your eyes if you can and take a few deep breaths. But if you're in the car, just breathing a couple deep inhalations and long exhalations. Do 3 of those and instantly you will feel better.
That's quite a computer we have in our heads, isn't it?
Well, the subconscious is equivalent to a 60-story high-rise. It does 6 trillion synchronized chemical reactions per second.
Pretty amazing. If you are experiencing a little stress wherever you are, we'll help you out. You claim you can solve my addiction to sugar, Sean. I crave my sweets.
Yeah, craving is a thought that you're really good at. A belief is a very, very, very practiced thought. And you've got to take control. When you find yourself craving something you know you don't really want, you can change that thought. Take a deep breath and exhale extra long. Every time you exhale longer than you inhale, you instantly slow down your heart.
Your breathing, they say it's the bridge between strength and your nervous system, right?
Absolutely. When you breathe, you particularly if you breathe through your nose, you're producing chemicals that are good. But if you can do some type of, like even if you're taking a walk for 3 minutes, 1, 2, 3, 4 breaths in, 1, 2, 3, 4 breaths out. You do that for 2, 3, 4 minutes, your state is changed.
You know, you talk about how you can choose between dwelling on negative thoughts and being appreciative or thinking of something positive. Sounds simple, but easier said than done, isn't it?
It's a job for a thought warrior. I mean, in all these times, but our times here are good, and we could always focus on what is bad, but there are many, many other things, look around, that you could be super appreciative of.
Somebody once told me, we were talking about how you wake up in the middle of the night or you can't fall asleep because you're worried about bills or health or whatever, and this person said, well, if you focus on something positive, your brain can't really deal with 2 things at once, as much as we all think we can multitask. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. But what's interesting, if you can think and feel or imagine something, your brain does not know the difference. And if you practice a thought, it will become a fact. Whether that's, see, people make stuff up. And when we're thinking thoughts that aren't feeling good, most likely it's in our own head. And you've got to be able to stay in the moment. And that's where the breath comes in. When you're doing breath work or just any type of breath work, just take a deep breath in and a long exhalation. You're in that moment.
Talk a little about something called the expectation effect. We experience what our brains predict rather than what is actually there. I know you're a great proponent of that.
Yes. Well, in every prayer, there's 3 major words. There's desire, belief, and expectancy. A desire is thinking of the benefits. A belief is a very, very practiced thought. But expectancy is a little bit differently. If you're getting a refrigerator from Apt on Tuesday and it doesn't come, even though you don't see it in your life, in your wherever you're going to be putting it, you still expect it. You have to expect the best.
In the case of Apt, it'll be there on time.
Hopefully. But it is all about expectations.
We don't see things as they are. We see things as we are, don't we?
Yes, and when you think a thought and you think, you're instantly perceiving, you're giving it a meaning. So you know how you're feeling but you know how what you're thinking because of what you're feeling. And your feeling is your barometer. And if you're sitting there and you're not feeling great, you're probably not dwelling on thoughts that feel good. You see, when we have a thought for 17 seconds without our blessings, you'll have another set of thoughts that match that frequency. And by the time you get to 4:17 seconds, a minute 8, you're feeling it in your body. So pay attention to how you're feeling, and your job is to take care of how you're feeling.
That's why doctors will tell patients that the negative expectations can make a sickness worse.
Because it's what you're dwelling on and what you're expecting. You have to keep your thoughts where you want them.
All right, well, let's get to our moment of Zen now. I want you to lead us in this if you're behind the wheel or maybe you're home and feeling a little stressed out. This could help. We'll get Sean to set this up, and then we'll be quiet for a moment and let you meditate or do whatever Sean suggests. Go ahead and lead us into this, Sean.
Take a nice, slow, deep breath. Exhale, exhale, exhale. Really nice, slow, deep breath. Keep your thoughts where you want them. Feel, take control of how you feel. You're in charge of that.
Now, chemically, if you did that right, what is happening to your brain?
You're producing chemicals of well-being. You produce Prozac, serotonins, endorphins, anti-inflammatories, and you're producing chemicals of melatonin. And when melatonin builds up in the brain bank, it's also for focus, concentration, and confidence.
And they say our show is not a public service. Sean Mozell at the WillMed Hypnosis Center and the Stop Smoking Center and Spinal Touch Clinic, also located in WillMed. Always grateful for your presence, Sean Mozell.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.